Oh, that was a great way to start off this episode. Oh. You're gonna have to give me a second here. Busy burping up beer. We're gonna be Thomas Watson for a minute here. Oh, card accepted. Thomas Watson. All right. I am Thomas Watson, and welcome to The Drive to Stay Alive. Now, in this episode, we are playing a Wheel of Fortune slot machine. And I'm currently in Las Vegas, Nevada, staying at the Super 8. I'm currently in the Ellis Island Casino, and I'm playing, I guess, as I said, the Wheel of Fortune, because I like slot machines that are just as loud as I am, so you're probably going to hear a lot of loud noises as we continue. And, I really thought I had something there, but so far the night has gone pretty well. Personally gone pretty well. Sang some karaoke with Aaron and also with myself. And gambled some, lost some money already. I can't promise to do good at that, but when have I ever been good at gambling, though? That's the thing. It's like, just like putting all my money and just like sucker punch me in the throat and then take it out of my wallet. That's kind of why I decided really only to kind of gamble with my life, never my money. Because let's just face it, I'm just awful at gambling money. All I really ever do is lose, which is why towns like Las Vegas were built upon people like me who come out here and, spend the family nest egg on all this nonsense. I wish I could say, I had better news to give you right now. Chances are... Oh, come on, scatter it! Chances are I'm probably just going to lose this entire weekend while I'm out here. But hey, whatever. It's all in good fun, right? The way I figure it's I've been a loser my entire life, so might as well just kind of keep losing with my money. No biggie, right? The nice thing is, though, this place is also a microbrewery, and so far I've tried three of their beers. They have five total. There's an amber beer, an IPA, which I'm drinking right now, Hefeweizen, which I had previously. There's also a stout and a light. Seeing as how it is, shall we say, 3:30 in the morning, 3:30 Pacific time, and which technically I guess makes it 5:30 a.m. Wisconsin time, I really don't see how I'm able to stay up any later tonight if I'm gonna sit here and rage the whole rest of the weekend. And I don't really see how much I can, more money I can spend tonight if I'm gonna be able to, afford the rest of my weekend. But I really would like to try some more of this beer. Question is, can I really drink a stout at this time of night? Sure, the light beer I can do all right. Come on, baby, big bonus, big bonus. Spin them wheels, baby. Oh, come on. Boo. What a load. Scatter. Come on, scatter. Man, see, I don't know if people, like, ever, like, come here to casinos and actually, like, win money. I guess if, like, people actually won money, these casinos wouldn't stay open. Because even, like, these smallest of casinos could stay open, like, forever. There we go. It's a scatter. Small casinos can stay open forever because, like, people just, like, gamble and lose and, like, give them all their hard-earned money. I wish I wasn't one of them. I wish I could just be, like, one of the few that's just kind of like, no way. This is my money and I'm keeping it, goddammit. But, like, I have a gambling problem. And so Las Vegas probably... Las Vegas is definitely not the city that I should be in with a gambling problem. But I can't help it. I mean, like, I'm not tired. So it's not like I'm going to go, like, back to my room and go to sleep. And the problem with, like, I'm staying in the Super 8... because my friend's wedding is, like, in the Platinum Hotel. And so, it's not, like... we're kind of, like, too far off strip. So I can't just, like, really go, like, wander on down the strip and kind of get into some shenanigans. And plus, like I said, it's 3:30 in the morning. There's not a lot of things to kind of get involved with, like, this hour of the night. And so it's kind of like, what do I do? And that's kind of how these places are, just like a trap. They're just going to sit here and take all my money because I have nothing better to do than to sit here at this machine drinking some beer. Granted, beer's only $2 or probably a 14-ounce glass. But they got me. And I guess the worst part about it is the fact that I know that they got me. It's like a fucking hook, line, and sinker.
Were you really whistling?
What, before doing Winds of Change?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that was...
yeah, I can whistle. Yeah, thanks, man. Always good to get recognized for something. Come on, scatter, scatter, scatter! Nah. That's pretty cool. Security guard just came up to me and he was just like, hey, was that you, like, you know, whistling during that Winds of Change? And like that line. So, I mean, that's always good to see that, like, somebody appreciates, like, something you do. I mean, not like, I don't know, everybody just kind of wants to get noticed every once in a while. I mean, because I'd like to get noticed for more, but... if it's whistling during karaoke, I guess I'll take it. So I have, like, on the couple nights I'm here, I have, like, $100, like, budgeted for each night. So far, I'm not looking so good. Between... come on, bonus baby, bonus baby! Between buying booze tonight and gambling... I'm gonna blow a pretty good amount of money tonight. Which is really unfortunate because, like, I kind of hope to get ahead a little bit so I can just, like, take my money and have fun with it instead of just, like, spending it to spend it. But the good thing is that, like, I was able to kind of, like, switch, like, my plane flight was overbooked and... I went on a different plane, and I ended up getting, like, a $600, airline voucher. So the nice thing is that, like, I have $600 to use in airline credits, so I can fly somewhere, basically for free. So I got that going for me. Unfortunately, I don't have too much else. Like, $600 is cool, but in resort, like, airline credits? Cool, I guess, but doesn't really help me right here. It's not like I can just, like, go and put my airline voucher on plaque. I really wish that I could. It would be nice. But instead, it looks like I'm gonna go ahead and lose some money right now. Yeah! Wheel of Fortune! Alright, big money, big money, big money, big money, big money! That's not big money, come on, big money, big money! Oh, it's not big enough. I need big money to cover my losses. That'll give me like 330 will get me back to, I guess, 5 more spins, because I'm playing 100 a spin. But it's not enough for me to like get back to where I should be. So unfortunately, I'm just kind of screwed right here, guys. 4 wilds and nothing. The gambling's bullshit. I don't know why I do it. I gamble all the time. Like I always lose. I mean, it's not like I've had some good track record. Like in the past, I mean, if it's one thing, I'd be like, hey, man, like, one time I won $1,000 or some shit, like, and I just always lose. So I don't even know why I do it anymore. It's fucking awful. That'll help me with something. That gives me 300 credits. Which kind of gets me 3 more spins. What's the fucking point, really? I mean, either way, I'm gonna lose $20. Fucking bullshit. I don't even know why I do it anymore. This is awesome. Alright, we're going to go for one last ditch effort tonight. We'll grab a beer first. Alright, we're going to go for a last ditch effort here. There's one thing I learned that you never count on nostalgia to win
money.
Whatever
happens, don't get slimy.
Don't count on nostalgia to win you money, because you're going to sit around and play because you're like, oh, man.
You have no idea what is in store for you.
Like, I grew up, like, watching Ghostbusters. In fact, Ghostbusters is my favorite movie of all time. So there's no possible way that I could win playing a Ghostbusters slot machine. But, you know, stranger things have happened. Oh, 5 credits. Way to start that off right, pal. Like, pay 50 cents and win 5 cents. Real good there. Oh, shit. Ghostbusters. When it's something strange and it's in your pants. Who are you gonna call? Ghostbusters! And something weird? You got a boner. Who are you gonna call? Call more ladies. If it lasts longer than 4 hours, call more ladies. If it lasts longer than 4 hours, call more ladies. Yeah. Who are you gonna call? Ghostbusters! When you're all alone, pick up the phone and call the Ghostbusters. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I grew up being afraid of Ghostbusters, even though it was my favorite movie. I was afraid of Ghostbusters, even though it was my favorite movie. A lot of the jokes went way over my head. Oh, pick up the phone. Ghostbusters is one of those movies that, like, honestly, I loved it since, like, the day I was born, I guess. It came out in, like, 85. So, I might have probably watched it for the first time in the late 80s. Probably around the time, like, the cartoon came out. It was, like, Slimer and the Real Ghostbusters. And, I watched it and I was like, oh, man, this is awesome. Like, who doesn't love guys, a couple of guys running around? Like, chasing after ghosts, capturing them. And they were funny. And even though a lot of the humor went over my head, because, like, Ghostbusters really is just, like, a genius movie. But, like, the comedic stylings of, like, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, and, like, fucking, like, Rick Moranis and everything, and, like, I almost said Winston Zeddemore. That's his character's name. That's not like his real name. What the fuck's his real name?
Winston.
Ernie Hudson. Jesus Christ. Come on! Get me all excited.
Don't get your eyes on
that. Holy shit! What's good at, like, a 4x multiplier? If I don't win shit. I mean, thanks for opening the trap and everything, but, like... I loved the movie. Absolutely loved the movie. Like, but the funny thing is, like, just scared out of my mind by it. And it's like, every time I'd watch it, I'd just, like, get freaked the fuck out. Because, like, some scary shit happens in the movie and everything. There's fucking, like, monster dogs. And, like, ghosts are scary and shit. Like, everything's, like, it's fucked up. And yet I still watched it, and yet I still loved it. And one of the weirdest things was when I watched the movie again, when I was, like, a grown-up, and I understood it a whole lot better. It's like, they make a lot of, like, sexual jokes. They make a lot of, like, science jokes, and there's a lot of other shit that they say that, like, totally goes over the head of a 6-year-old, over the head of a 12-year-old, maybe even over the head of a 15, 16-year-old. It really kind of takes an adult who's kind of been around the world, kind of understands things, to know, like, what the hell is going on. Oh, come on, baby.
You got a 4x multiplier. That's incredible.
Huh. It's like a free repeating inspector. That's incredible. That's a trap. Yeah, so it's one of those things that, like, man, only when I was an adult did I kind of really get it all and just be like, you know, this shit really is fucking genius. Like I said, everything in it, like, all the performances from all the actors, including, like, Sigourney Weaver and the aforementioned players, it's all just straight up genius. And you kind of see, like, what it takes to make a good movie. It's really in the writing. And a lot.
Take your eyes off that track.
And it has a lot to do with, like, the direction as well. The Slimer's just going wild right now. Holy fudge. Ah! I think I just got slimed. Thanks, Slimer. Oh.
Batman, what happened? Are you okay?
He slimed me.
That's great! And they call Spengler, and he's like, Pinkman just got slimed. He's like, it's wonderful, Ray. Save some for me. Like, he wants to keep some fucking slime. He's fucking genius. It's one of those things, if I had unlimited money, I'd sit here and play this shit all night. Because, like, everything about this game just makes me laugh. Like, just sitting here playing this game with, like, a big smile on my face. Like, it's just fantastic. It's like it just gets suckered in by the Ghostbusters.
The magic things are like, gonna happen with the trap.
Oh, I got a 5x bonus and nothing out of it. But it's just kind of like they unrolled, like they rolled out the trap, and I'm just kind of like, yeah, dude, suck me in. Like, I just, it just sucks because, like, I just can't help it.
When you're all alone in Las Vegas, hanging out by yourself. Start wreck time. Drive to Stay Alive podcast. Drive to Stay Alive podcast. Trying to figure out what I'm gonna do with my life podcast. Trying
Don't
to
put your eyes on that friend.
Oh baby, 2x multiplier doesn't really matter. Gonna lose my money. Come on, Ecto! Yes!
This is the opportunity. But all that training and preparation will pay off at the bonus level.
Oh, and the other thing, the music is just fantastic in this movie as well, as you can hear right now. Baby, firehouse free games. Why not, right? Supernatural wins with every spin. Free spins, baby. Oh, baby. There you go. Burn, disco inferno. Burn, baby, burn, burn that mother down. Burn, baby, burn. Disco inferno. Burn, baby, burn. And mother down. To my surprise, listen, 100 stories high. People getting loose, y'all. Getting down on the groove. Oh, 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 oh. The funk was flaming. Out of control. It was so entertaining. When the boogie started to roll, I heard somebody say, burn, baby, burn. Disco inferno. Burn, baby, burn. Burn that mother down. Burn, baby, burn. Disco inferno. Burn that mother down. I heard somebody say burn, 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 baby, burn.
Burn, burn, baby, burn. Holy shit. Out of control. Whoa, 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 whoa. Ho! Oh. Nice shooting, Tex. Holy shit. That was a lot of loud noises. Classic. Oh, shit. I don't even know what to do with my life anymore. After that, honestly, as much as I'd like to sit around here and play some old Ghostbusters, because that was a lot of fun right there. All the good times kind of came back to me. There were a lot of loud noises, a lot of flashing lights, a lot of people staring at me because I'm sitting here talking to myself. What they don't know is I'm recording a podcast. So I just look like a crazy son of a bitch, but unfortunately, I'm gonna have to cash out right now because there is no way I even come close to getting that again. So, moving on. I'm a sucker for games that don't make a lick of sense. I'm sitting here looking at this game and just going like, the fuck? Like, there's all these goddamn lines. And I'm just kind of like, what? And so I'm like expecting the game to tell me when I win. And so it's like I just kind of put all my trust in this game. And that's not really a good thing. Because like when we start putting trust in like automated intelligence or AI from a layperson, that's kind of when we start to run into some problems. Because now basically I have no idea how I'm gonna end up winning on this game. I just kind of know that when it says, hey, you won, I go, hey, I won. That's not good. I think I'm actually gonna take this. I'm gonna take this on down the line. Because this one actually, there's like some skulls in here. There's some skulls. I see a couple like hotties. There's like a frost dude. I mean, it's like, okay. We'll check it out. We'll see what happens. Got some jewels and a wolf. No fucking idea what just happened. Plus some of the things, like all these newfangled slot machines. It used to be just kind of like, line the shit up, get a prize. And now there's like so many goddamn things going on all at once, it's just kind of like, what the fuck? There's like a phoenix. Some of this shit, I mean like, all this shit just happened. Like, there's a fucking girl, there's some diamonds, some wizards, a skull and axe and everything like that, but it's still, I have no fucking clue just, no fucking clue what just happened. And so it's like, if you don't really know what's going on, how the hell are you supposed to know when you win? You just kind of like rely on the machine to tell you if you won or not. Like, I got this fucking girl with a phoenix and some battle axes and everything, but like I didn't win shit. So, what the fuck am I doing? It's like, why even play this shit? If there's just like,
like no fucking purpose to it. And that, my friends, is why I lose all my money. So just a fucking jackass who just like, hey, like, all right, just keep putting money in and see what happens. Just like a fucking asshole. But like I said, this is a town that just like really, really fucking loves people like me. Who just kind of keeps playing, keeps throwing their money in, going like, hey man, this next time is gonna be my time. I'm actually gonna win something and I'll be like, yeah! So like, what the fuck? Like, all this shit showed up and I win 10 cents? Like, fruit fly? I'm not even, I mean... Unfortunately, this makes for, like, a terrible podcast. I'm guessing that's a wild. Even so, it's still only 120 on a $50 bet. This makes for terrible podcasting. But I'm just kind of like, what the fuck else do I do? So fucking strange. What the fuck's up with these winter guys? It's probably just like try to find out. Alright. Did we get like the Phoenix shit? You get some, you get the winter guys. Colossal Wizards Wild. Fucking Crystal Balls can help you see the future. Battle Axes can help you survive battle. Skeletor fucking gives you 100 credits. You got like some kind of triangle satanic shit. You got Aces, Kings, Queens, and Jacks like normal. Four stacked Colossal Wizards starts to transfer. And the gems do scattered something, free spin. All these crazy lines and shit like that. Hey, check this shit out. Alright. Still didn't help me one bit whatsoever. Fucking nothing. So what's the fucking point here? I don't know. See, that's kind of just like where I don't get it. Like, I just... I'll never understand gambling. Like, yeah, winning money's cool. Who doesn't want free money? I mean, it's a good thing, I guess. Free anything's always good. But it's the fact that, like... Like, free anything's cool. I mean, who doesn't want free? Free's better than, like, nothing. But, like... Gambling is just kind of basically a waste of money. Like, it's just... They shouldn't even call it gambling. Just call it, like, losing. Like, hey, just, put your money in here and just lose. And like I said, I have a college degree. Traveled-ish around the world. I'd like to think that I have a pretty good understanding for, like, what's going on. And I'd like to think, like, I have a good head on my shoulders and... I think I'm pretty smart. So if I'm pretty smart, why do I sit here and like put my money in this machine
even though I just keep losing, like hoping that a different result will happen. But instead, no, I just keep on losing. And I guess that's... that's the beauty of addiction. Is that you just kind of really don't... you don't know when to stop. You don't recognize that you're making, like, bad choices. And you just can't... like, I can't stop. I mean, I know what I'm doing is stupid. I know what I'm doing is, like, a total waste. But yet, I can't stop. So fucking dumb. Like, I'm just gonna be like so mad at myself in the morning. Be like, you spent how much money on this? Why? I was fucking class of wizard shit and like nothing came out of it. Fucking bullshit. What the fuck's going on here? That's why it's like, it's just time to go to bed. Time to pack it in and figure out something free to do tomorrow. Something doesn't involve me, like, spending stupid amounts of cash. What have I become? My empire of dirt, I will let you down. I will find a way. Colossal wizards! It's gotta be good for something, no? Because this fucking ice dude, why is the ice dude like... why is the fucking ice dude like in my way, just like... fucking up my shit. It's like, dude, I'm the Iceman. I'm supposed to be the one fucking benefiting from this shit. Not some fucking guy that's just kind of like, hey, man. It's fucking raining on my parade like a motherfucker. Hey, even talking like... fucking colossal, what the fuck's the point of a fucking colossal wizard who doesn't do a goddamn thing? I just spent 150 and get 90. It's like, just a fucking bunch of bullshit. I think I just figured it out, like, why... I guess why I don't... why I don't record this podcast when I'm drunk. Because, like, without somebody to, like... without somebody to kind of talk to... like, when I have Kevin in the Daily Burner podcast, I'm able to kind of bounce things off of somebody and just be like, hey, man... I kind of roll with shit. While I'm by myself, ugh. All right, we're gonna make a last ditch effort here tonight before we go to bed.
On my last beer, I've successfully completed the five-fecta of the Ellis Island Brewery. And that would be the, started off with the amber, to the Hefe Weiss, to the, there's a stout was the fourth one. It's in between that, the light is the last one. IPA was the third one. So, I'm gonna make one last ditch effort here to maybe try to recoup some money. Because let's face it, I mean, I haven't really had a banner night. Okay. Don't know why I won five there, but. Oh shit, I'm not in a hot, hot penny. I don't know why I'm playing this one and not the hot, hot penny. Because I don't really even like this one. So now here comes my last ditch effort. Hot, hot penny is a game that I'm very partial to. Just because it has the opportunity. Has the opportunity to make a lot of noise. And, I'm a big noise guy. Oh shit. Probably would have been good. Crazy person. Just kind of sitting here talking to myself. Because to everybody else who's in the neighborhood, I am talking to myself. But little do they know, I am actually talking to a recording device. Here we go. Penny, it just kind of like gives you that opportunity to kind of get like excited for something. I don't know. At this point in the night, it's 4:21. So I actually might be able to make it to dawn if I really wanted to. But at this point, should I do it? I think it's just a mistake if I kind of stay out all night. Just be just like a total jackass like tomorrow. Like tomorrow's a pretty big day. We do have like a lot of plans. Gonna be out gambling and everything like that. So I probably shouldn't just like... Shouldn't probably just kind of blow it all tonight. But I'm going to. It's like I said, I'm an addict. I just really can't help it. I wish I could say, like, I had better news for you. But, like, it's just, what the fuck? It is like we've been talking about in this Drive to Stay Alive. Like, I can diagnose the problem. I kind of figure out just like what the fuck I'm doing. But for whatever reason, I just can't solve my fucking problems. Just like a fucking jackass. Ugh. Always good when you hear a lot of dings. Ding, 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 ding. It's always a good sign. The more dings, the better, I suppose. Dude, I don't even fucking know. I would say this is like the worst episode I've recorded, but the one that I recorded with the when I was doing the Grand Theft Auto, that was a pretty awful recording because I was sitting there just like playing the video game instead of actually like talking to you guys. But this, I take it that's a good thing. 600. I'll take 600. Unfortunately, it really only just kind of puts me right back up to even. It's insane, right? 600 can put you back to even. Kind of guess it goes to show you how much of a loser I've been today. It really kind of doesn't matter how much I win, because I'm just going to be down overall. Fucking screwed. Holy balls! Victory!
Victory!
Yeah! Yeah! We're right back. Okay, well, I think we might take that and leave. Should I keep playing or should I go? Should I leave? Should I keep playing or should I leave? So it's only like $45.
Woo!
Should I just go? Keep going?
Speak English, man.
Get gone, brother.
Get gone?
Arriba! Arriba!
Arriba! Arriba! All right, I think we're gonna take that and go. At a hellboat.
Yeah, you never know, brother.
Don't risk it.
We're from Mexico, so. Whatever luck.
Yeah, it's gonna take your luck. All right. The fairy boss, I like that. See, that's a problem. So, I think we'll actually call it a night at that. I have $65. I'm probably down overall in the night, but at least now, I'm only down like $20. Oh, there it is. You know what? I was gonna do it. But see, I still have half a beer. So, I probably should have walked away. But I'm going to go against my better judgment and play the wheel. Maybe I should set myself a limit right now. How about this? I'll go to the end of this beer. Go to the end of the beer, and then I'll head out. The end of the beer or 200, whichever comes first. Mama, don't take my Kodachrome. Leave me crying on the phone. I am gonna be down for the night. Listen to these, like, help me get back to respectability. So far, it's not helping at all. I'm just kind of getting royally screwed over right now. Okay, five times, but five times nothing is not shit. Oh, come on! That would have been a good payday. Wheel. I just want to hear Wheel of Fortune! Because I seriously ask some guys like some like advice. They're like, hey, what should I do? Four times pay is nothing. Come on, man. Oh, come on, Jesus. Help me out here. You know you want me to win. I mean... You know me only to win, because if I win, everybody wins. Like my children, their children's children. Well, that was nice. Kind of brought me back up to respectability. But I just kind of want to... I want to win for the betterment of society. I want to be able to win and just be able to do something with my money. Just like to make a difference. Like I would. I mean, like literally. If I want a bunch of money, dude, I'd keep that shit all for myself. Like there's no fucking way I'd like share it with other people. I'd be like, you fucking kidding me? That's my money, jackass. I just want to spin the wheel. Shit. I'm getting dangerously close to 200 and to the bottom of my beer. Both of which are grounds for leaving here. That's the crazy thing. Like, even though it's like 4:30 in the morning, I still don't want to leave. Determine that really no good can come out of what I'm doing right now. I'm just like, I'm out gambling at 4:30 in the morning, first night in Vegas, losing way more money than I could really ever afford to do. Oh, here we go. Come on, let's get something from it. All right. I'll take it. Did it. Oh, that didn't help. Go.
worked up over nothing.
And it all this way. You take away the biggest part of me. Please don't go. Ooh, girl, I just want you to stay. Ooh, girl, I have to have you by my side. Ooh, girl, darling, please don't go.
This is fucking bullshit. What am I doing? This is gonna take some serious editing. I mean, it's gonna be like, it's insane. Yeah.
Apart, can't reach to. Tell me why I never wanna hear you say. I want it that way. Your fire, the one desire, side of it's too late. But I want it that way. And tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why ain't mistake, tell me why I never wanna hear you say I want it that way. Now I can see that we're falling apart from the way that it used to be. Yeah, no matter the distance, I want you to know that deep down inside of me, you are my fire, the one desire. You are, you are. Don't wanna hear you, ain't but a heartache, ain't nothing but a that way.
Alright, I'm gonna gonna go for one more. One more hot penny, like excitement, and I gotta check out. This is getting a little ridiculous. Still wondering how I knew, but no plans to make me new. Some other kind you knew before. The guys that know you love me more. When I find out yesterday, here we go. After this, you hear it here first. We're quitting, we're going home. Maybe do a victory beer if we do good. Oh, baby! Oh, baby! Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! We have struck gold, my friend. Oh, this is gonna save me. This is gonna more than save me. Woo-hoo! Wow. Yeah. Well, it's $98, but this puts me back ahead. Yeah, not bad. I think it's time to go home. That's it. That's...
What did you put in today?
Probably with buying beers and probably up $40 maybe with beers and money I put in. So hey, anytime. I think anytime we can do that, it's a good night. Well, hash mark victory, Iceman. I mean, was just about to go home. We're gonna do a victory beer. It's gonna, because this is gonna put me ahead on the night, which is, hey, anytime you can go up a. So I think I'm gonna stop this recording for now because since I left you. So I have 100, 20, 40, I have $155, and I probably spent close to 100, so that means I'm up 100, I'm up $50, and even if I'm spent more than that, because I spent some money on beer and everything like that, I'm still up. At the very least, I'm breaking even, so I'm just going to stop it for right now. Play a little game on the way out, and we'll address this in a bit. So, take care. All right, so I'm going to continue, I guess, give a little bookend to the Drive to Stay Alive, the current episode. Yeah, man, so I was attempting to record all this morning slash last night slash this morning. While I was playing the slots. And I'm sure I got some bits and pieces here and there. What you have listened to over the past, half hour or so, is an hour and a half of material kind of compressed? Yeah, compressed into like, that half hour. I had to kind of edit around shit just because, like, it was so fucking drunk and just so, like, ridiculous that, like, I couldn't formulate, like, a coherent sentence at times. I was too distracted by all the flashing lights and buzzing bells and all the other shit. Yeah! All the other shit that, like, makes slot machines kind of entice someone with a crazy, like, a weird kind of disorder, I guess, that I have. I fucking don't know. To kind of catch up with where we were. So, I've stayed up all night. It's around, probably around 9 a.m. right now. And I've been up. I woke up around 7 a.m. Friday morning. So I've been awake about 26 hours. And almost starting to crash. I can feel it. I hate to like go sleep and kind of waste some time out here in Vegas. But I had such a crazy time last night that I should probably maybe just reel it in for a little bit. Crash for like nap and rally kind of crash for a little bit so that I can go do things later on today. But yeah, man. Hopefully I provided enough material last night / this morning to kind of give you a good idea of what the hell I was up to last night. I'm actually going to be interested to listen back on it because I was just running tape the whole time. If something happened, I commented on it. If there's some shit going down, I'm like, oh yeah, well I guess that's the same as something happening, me commenting on it. But like, man, dude, last night was just one of those like epic nights where it's just kind of like, what the fuck happened, man? Like, all of a sudden, like, you know, thing one led to thing two and shit went down and just fucking gets all crazy and just fantastic. I mean, absolutely fantastic. I wouldn't trade it for the world. So, but I'll tell you what, like, to kind of tie this in with what I've been doing during this Drive to Stay Alive thing is I haven't had a true vacation since November, I guess. I guess you consider me going down to South Carolina on vacation. But over the Christmas break, I had a couple days off. But I was at home, like, doing shit. And I don't really, anytime I have off of work and I'm just kind of hanging at home, I don't consider that a vacation because it's like, you know, I take off of work or something, I'm hanging out at home. Then I like to try to get some work done, and I just, like, try to utilize my time to whatever. And then, so that means, like, when I'm, I guess, like, out of town, I just kind of, like, leave everything behind and just really go fucking crazy. I just gotta say, like, screw it, man. Like, I just... So, it's pretty awesome to have been able to just kind of let go nuts, and, like, stay up all night and be like, fuck it. Oh, man. So, probably gonna end up paying for this. I usually do. Man. Even though it really was no chore to stay up all night, I could just feel my body just kind of ready to shut down. It's just kind of like, ah, shit. And that's one of the problems, is the fact that, like, seriously, I'm not getting any younger. It's such a fucking shame, because I would love to just, like, man, stay like how I used to be and just be able to like party all night and party all day and everything, but man, I just can't handle that shit anymore. It's fucking insane. So, using this, I guess, as a bookend to kind of the shit that went down last night, even though I still, like I said, no fucking clue. And I'm pretty sure at one time I mentioned there's a pretty good reason why I don't record this stuff when I'm drunk, because I have just no sense of direction. I have no... no reason to kind of keep it all together. Like, at least when I'm driving, I'm sober. And I just kind of like... take care of business and everything. Just be like, oh yeah, I can form coherent sentences and just... actually understand what the fuck I'm talking about. But not today. Today is far too different. So, shit. Yeah, so before I sign off, as always, I just want to say that every new day is a day to celebrate the fact that you're alive, to be able to make some new memories, have some crazy fun, have a night that you probably couldn't really remember if not for your Twitter account. But it's just like, as bad as shit gets sometimes, there's so many good fucking random moments left in this world that'll just make you smile just because of how just batshit crazy they are. And you're just like, did that really happen? It's fucking, it's just insane. My life is just a string of random moments. And I'm fortunate enough to say that I keep getting to live them. And I may never find a purpose in this world. And I may never find the answers that I'm looking for. I may never find a lot of things. But one thing I do know is that I am constantly living out every day just randomly. Just unbelievably randomly, and just kind of like just taking it as it is and just going nuts with it. And like I said, if that's the best I can do, then that's good enough for me. So drive to stay alive, keep living, pal. See you around.